views, information, or opinions expressed during Angel Answers with Amy Toys series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily are the opinions of those of the host, BBS Radio, and its affiliates and its producers. The show, its host, BBS Radio, and affiliates, and its producers are not responsible and does not verify the accuracy of any of the information contained in the series. The primary purpose of this series is to educate and inform. This series does not constitute medical, legal, or other professional advice or services. The series is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any portion of this series may not be copied, reproduced, or edited without written consent by the host or its producer. And welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. I have a great guest with us today, and she is going to be giving a different perspective on what's called the Sacred Wealth Code. Her name is Premali Gareri, and she is committed to creating a world where everyone is empowered to live on purpose in a way that is aligned with their divine gifts and their birthright of true prosperity. Prema is a leading Vedic astrologer, business consultant, energy practitioner, and spiritual coach with more than 25 years of experience, and she's the author of the book, Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. She empowers leaders, entrepreneurs, visionaries, and change agents to take inspired action and unlock their sacred wealth code. Using her intuitive approach to business building and her patented solutionary technology, Prema's clients manifest wealth and create meaningful lives by doing what they are meant to do. Welcome, Prema Lee. How are you today?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. It is a true pleasure. So what is the Sacred Wealth Code that you want to educate the world on?
So your Sacred Wealth Code is literally the intersection of purpose and prosperity within your soul blueprint. And this is the place, your soul blueprint, I look at it through the lens of Vedic astrology and through the lens of my intuition. There's different traditions that, look at your soul blueprint and help you connect with it. My intention, this system downloaded as a really off of something very scientific within Vedic astrology, which we'll probably talk about a little later. But this is the place where within you, you're encoded to align with wealth in a way that feels like wealth to you personally, which is really individual. And really the key to that and what we find at that intersection of purpose and prosperity are your superpowers, what I call your highest value gifts. These are the things that when you use these gifts, what happens is the world tends to respond back to you. The universe responds back with the kinds of opportunities, the kinds of wealth, the kind of business or career that really feels right and true from you, that really elicits the best of you to come forward.
That sounds awesome, because so many people do not like what they do. They really don't for a living.
No.
No, I know. You and I talk to them all day, and they're like, oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah.
Seriously. Like, are you kidding? I'm like, there's another way. That's why I have this program. So I'm educating people on other ways of looking at things so they can find their purpose and passion in life. And I'm glad you're on the show today, because it sounds like this is going to be an interesting take on things. Why do you think everyone should know their Sacred Wealth Code?
Because your Sacred Wealth Code helps inform you, wake you up, reveal to you really some of the best of you. And when you know your Sacred Wealth Code, then you can then more consciously align with it. You're aligned with it to a certain degree anyway. And then there's the ways that you're not aligned with it, because there is a shadow side of your Sacred Wealth Code as well. So I really believe that, like, for instance, if part of my mission is not just to work with change agents and visionaries and leaders and entrepreneurs, but really to work with, eventually with, children and high schoolers, and like, how wonderful would it be to know really what your inherent gifts are to bring out into your mission and purpose in the world at an earlier age, and have that be nurtured within environments, and encouragement instead of, oh, you can't make money doing that. Wouldn't that be great to have that encouraged from very early on? But right now, I mostly work with people who are, you know, already in some kind of a career and trying to align that. So, you know, look, you can't go wrong being aligned with the best of yourself and waking up to where you're stuck in your shadow so that you can begin to bring those old wounded parts of yourself and those soul challenges into the light and reintegrate back into the wholeness that you are.
And that's very true. I think that we're all trying to find that in this lifetime, you know. Anyway, that's just my opinion. I think
I agree. I think this is a path to really a path to reclaiming our wholeness in a way. I kind of look at it like this. Like, imagine that everyone listening, that you're this beautiful braided rope of just the most beautiful, colorful material. And there are parts of you that are sort of frayed off here and there, and, you know, or where we're stuck in places we just can't see other choices.
Yeah.
And that, you know, as we go through our life experience, if we look at everything that's coming at us as, there's something in that for me, even when it's really, you know, really crappy, you know, hey, there's something in that for me. And you start to embrace it, which I teach my people how to do, you know, and I'm sure that you do too, as far as we've got to clear some of that energy. We've got to rewire our minds and get back in alignment with the truth of who we are and sort of weave those places back, those frayed off pieces back into the whole beautiful being that we are and start to recognize really all of ourselves, and that includes welcoming in and putting our arms around the parts of ourselves that have been struggling or sort of left behind.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Excuse me, I always get caught up in Okay. How did you come up with the concept of this for the Sacred Wealth Code? I mean, everybody has a concept. How did you come up with it, especially with Vedic astrology?
Well, it kind of, I want to say it came through me. That's how it really happened. So, I'll tell you the short version of a longer story.
Okay.
And there was about 15 years ago, I opened a yoga and healing arts center that was world class at the time and still would be if it was still open and running. Built it out, you know, big 3,500 square foot practitioner rooms, two studios, gorgeous light, poured heart and soul into it. Had been already teaching yoga and doing my intuitive work for quite some time. But, you know, my husband came home one day and said, I found the building for you, baby. And so we built it out and we moved in. And I was feeling all along, this is kind of a big deal because now I'm going to have a bunch of employees. And so the center did well in the fact that it was really a six-figure in sales business. But there wasn't enough of that coming to me, and it was depleting me, even though I felt like I was really on purpose. Like, I was teaching, I was training teachers in my own methods. I was doing my intuitive work. I had gotten into the Vedic astrology at that point, and I was spending too much time, though, with my split energy just doing some of the things I'm good at as opposed to what I'm really brilliant at, which when you spend time doing things that you're good at as opposed to what you're really uniquely brilliant at, it actually costs you more energetic currency than the things that, you know, really, really are your gifts. So things weren't working, and it became a challenging time, and I did every clearing process I could find. I was like, what is off? Because I believe in living from the inside out. So what's off? So I couldn't shift it. I would shift a little, and then I almost got a business partner, and that fell out, and we almost turned it into a nonprofit, and that fell out. I just ended up on my knees, and I was really like in one of those dark night of the soul. And if any of you have been in that challenge where there's really no way out but to let go of it all, and that's literally a dark night of the soul, and what you do in that moment is you surrender. And so there was a whole chain of events that happened that caused me to wake up and wake up and wake up. But when I really hit that place where I had to let it all go, no one really even knew I was having a hard time. And I lost my marriage during that time for a number of reasons, but this was part of it. I just vowed that I would stay on my knees until I figured this out. And I really looked even deeper. And what I found was that I really had been on the shadow side of part of my wealth code, and enough in the shadow. Part of it was around I needed to do it all by myself. I noted, and then in digging into that, I lived on my own since I was really young, just the way my family split up and things, and I was very independent, and that helped me a lot in the world, but that also hurt me because I couldn't really ask for help. Mm-hmm. I noticed that I was also in the shadow side of part of my sacred wealth code, which are represented by particular archetypes. I was also in the using what I was just good at as opposed to some of what I'm brilliant at. I was using some, but not enough. So in that, I really dove into the Vedic astrology, and I saw the sacred wealth code, which is a Vedic principle where your purpose and prosperity planets come together. But I also saw this is where the gifts, that when you use these gifts, are the ones where you tend to align with the wealth that is really encoded for you in your soul blueprint, although I believe we were always at choice to up-level that at any time. So in that, the sacred wealth codes started to be born, and I turned around and I caught up finally out of that dark night of the soul, and I got it, like, oh, I needed to do deeper work with people who were more committed and paid me more money. I was not to hold a building and a bunch of employees. I was not going to do it alone anymore, so I actually borrowed the money and hired a team because I didn't have any money at the time. And that was a heart-centered coach. That was my Vedic astrologer mentor again. And that was also an assistant because I wasn't going to make the same mistakes. And I vowed to really focus on my gifts. Well, I found that also during that is when I took the veil off of being the intuitive I am, and I was kind of everybody's best-kept secret, but I had to be willing to be valued and be seen by myself. And in that, everything within a few months turned around. I up-leveled my income considerably and have done nothing but that keeps up-leveling. But not just my income, but my life. And, in fact, even my husband, who I was divorced, we were divorced, but we were still always on good terms, like for 7 years. You know, we've been back together for the last 4 years. We own a beautiful home together on the water. And so you never know how these things are all going to go. But I tell you, when you're aligned with your gifts, it goes in a way that's really good for you. So the Sacred Wealth Code came through at that time. It has evolved into a whole body of archetypes. It just keeps downloading through me. So when I wrote my book recently, it's because I've been doing this work and with clients for so long and in my programs with really committed clients that it was just, I kept getting that tap on the shoulder. You know, you need to bring this out in a form that people can tap into it, you know, pick it up off the shelf. And so that was just a couple months ago that my book came out, became a bestseller right away, and it's a very much of a guide and a playbook, and it has practices in it, and there's even an online portal where when you have the book, you can go in and have me lead you through some of them. But it's a deep self-discovery on how, like, what do you even want wealth for, how you're wired up for wealth, and how you can start to step into it.
Exactly, you know, and everyone's like, well, money can't buy you love or happiness, but it sure helps.
It sure helps alleviate some of the problems, you know.
Well, it helps, too, if you want to go play. I mean,
it does.
Love to travel. And I'm with you. I'm aligning with what I want to do. It's like it's all developing, and I'm so happy. I'm white, you know, it's just like you have to just be happy with what you're doing and what your alignments are. So I want to ask you something about Vedic astrology versus Western. What is the difference? If you can just give us a little brief synopsis of that,
just,
please.
And just a brief synopsis, and that is that Vedic astrology comes from the Vedas, 6,000-year-old spiritual texts. It is a very live tradition, meaning that it's been used in India for, you know, all these years for so many things. And currently is still even more alive because now it's been spreading all over the world. It has, there's a couple of things that are very, very different, which is we're looking at, it's the same zodiac, the same constellations and everything, but we're looking from a different viewpoint. So it is, we call it the sidereal zodiac. And with that different viewpoint, we also very much pay attention to the moon and the lunar calendar, and it's a lunar-based system of keeping time. So we also keep time a little bit differently, so there's usually about 22 degrees difference. So where it all starts, so like if your sun sign happens to be in Pisces, a lot of times it's in Aquarius. But your sun sign is only the third level of the planets as far as relevance. We first are looking at your ascendant, your moon, and then your sun. So it has a lot more levels than the Western system has, meaning that if you imagine we can just look at things from so many different angles. It's a very lifelong, deep study and a very live tradition. The Western system comes from the Greek system, comes from the Grecos, and it is, which is about 2,000 years old. It's not practiced live there anymore. It's taken a lot of twists and turns. It's awesome. I use some of those principles, too, as well. I just find Vedic astrology to be more in resonance with me.
Okay. Just interest, you know, I go to a Western astrologer, so, and I've been to a Vedic astrologer once. So, interesting. Okay. So, with the Vedic astrology and the business development, it sounds like a very odd pairing. Why did you choose to approach your business and financial teachings in this way?
Well, it's just really where it's really about living my true gifts all the way through. So, I believe and am wired up to live from the inside out. And I also believe that your soul already knows. So I work on four levels with myself and with the world and with everybody else. And that's first on that intuitive level and opening up to the divine and not just receiving guidance, but really being in alignment with my divine self, but receiving guidance too. And that's where I use the Vedic astrology, because it is a lens to take that intuition and that and look through, and I have the planets to do that, and look through that lens. Now, then I bring things down to the next level, which is to the heart. So you can, I can and you can connect in with your soul and hear your own inner guidance and your angels and, you know, your guides. So that's through the portal of the heart. So that's what I tune people in and help them to connect in with their own divine self and get their own inner guidance. The next level would be clearing any of that energy that is keeping you in that chatter or out of alignment, so to speak. And then the final frontier is moving things from your soul down to the soles of your feet, which is moving it through your flesh. And it is the final frontier because it's the densest part of ourselves. That's why we can't get ourselves to do some things or to stop doing some things until we really make some big shifts. So this made sense. I did this with my business, and it made sense to you know, people started to gravitate towards me for this as well. And again, on these four levels is how I work with everyone, and it all starts from the inside out. Now, I believe when you're aligned with your gifts, when you're using your gifts, you are actually in alignment with your purpose, whether you know it or not. You can't be out of alignment because this is the intersection of purpose and prosperity. And, you know, most entrepreneurs look, I spend a lot of time trying to make it work or use other people's strategies, which can be fine if it's in alignment with you and your gifts, but it might not be fine. And I see so many people abandon their gifts for a strategy, and it doesn't usually work. So what I do is I help people to connect with really that deep level of purpose, mission, movement, and message, and then align with the best strategy that not only meets their gifts, but like what kind of a cycle are they in? What kind of a soul timing are they in? What's going to make sense now to move their mission out in the world and to also create wealth in doing that?
And people, you know, to do that, they have to start paying attention. So how might someone's wealth, secret wealth code show up if they pay attention in their daily life?
It shows up when you find yourself in those moments of just really soul-satisfied at what you're doing, whether you're being paid or not. Noticing when, you know, you're using your gifts. Whether that's you're an incredibly creative or artistic person, whether you're a great problem solver, or you're always seem to be teaching that thing that someone else that you just learned, or maybe you're a great salesperson. Maybe you are always trying to get somebody to buy the shoes right off your feet because you just love them so much, you know, because you're a great connector or a great merchant. So when you're in those moments where it's just supernatural, whether you're making money or not, that's one. You know, and your gifts are coming through. You need to be aware of that. Number two, another way it'll show up is when you are, you know, when you notice those synchronicities happening. and mm-hmm. where you couldn't have arranged it that way. You know, that's you being connected with your soul and you paying attention. And like what I say is, you know, you're paying attention and moving your feet while you're paying attention, and the divine kicks your feet in the right direction. So mm-hmm. those synchronicities happen as well. And then the third way is also from where you're stuck, where your challenges are. It's actually the fourth pillar in my book, Your Sacred Wealth Code, your greatest challenges, the unexpected gateway to wealth. And this is the, you know, when you're in your challenges, these are the places where you typically are avoiding being in your gifts because of past trauma, soul choices, mm-hmm. belief mm-hmm. systems, programming, or plain old stubbornness sometimes too. and so, you know, just it's hard to do the work sometimes. You know, so you got to yeah. do the work. And so these, because some of your gifts are like really locked up in that, like you can look back and say, oh, that was such a blessing that I lost that yoga center. I can say that now, and I could say that within a year later. But, you know, like right then, it didn't seem like a real big blessing. The thing is that when you embrace the challenge that's in front of you, and again, this is really the fourth pillar of the wealth code, when you embrace the challenges that are in front of you, everybody listening in, if you have a challenge right now, I say wrap your arms around it, because there is something in that for you. Everything you're going through, there's something in that for you. And you want to get intimate with yourself, you want to get the help you need, and you want to embrace it and find out what it is. So you can reclaim that part of yourself that's splintered off or hidden away or just, you know, hurt and wounded.
Oh, yes. I remember, I have a little story. I was doing psychic readings, and I was a paralegal. Well, Spirit wanted me to do these psychic readings, healings, you know, full time. Well, I lost my job as a paralegal, and I was devastated, but you know what? I was, after a while, it's like, I'm embracing this, and I did it. Sometimes Spirit kind of decides that for you. The universe decides it for you.
Totally does. It, like yeah. that thing where you're saying no, 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 and then, you know, and then it, you know, you lose the opportunity or whatever, and then you look back and you go, oh, thank God I didn't end up doing that, you know? Thank yeah. God that I'm tuned in enough to have mm-hmm. the divine put a big roadblock in my way when I'm not paying attention, you know?
Oh, yeah, and I'm blessed, and I hated that law firm, and I, every time I see it, though, I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm glad I'm out of there. Anyway, the deal with lawyers. Okay, what are three things everyone should know about their sacred wealth code?
The three things that they should know about their sacred wealth code is that this is really the best of you, okay? Mm. Your sacred okay. wealth code is the best of you, and it holds, and your sacred wealth code holds your gifts. So you want to start to really discover your, and really articulate what your gifts are. So I'm all about being practical. So everyone listening in right now, and Amy and I will do this as well, what is one of your gifts? Like if you really just honestly tell yourself the truth, what is one of your gifts, whether you're using it currently or not, what might it be?
One of my gifts, I think, is being a teacher.
Okay, great. So, and then everybody tuning in right now, too, if you really just open up and tell yourself the truth, when I say that tell yourself the truth, that's one of the back doors into the soul. It's, you know, what's one way you could be using that gift even more so right now than you already are if you are using it, or if you, what's one way you could use it if it's dusty and you haven't used it in a while, currently in whatever you're doing?
Hmm. Exactly. Like doing this radio show and writing a book, okay?
Okay. Great, great. Great. Awesome. Awesome. And so, and then you using, so the one thing you need to know is that your sacred wealth code holds your gifts, your highest value gifts. So sometimes someone will come to me and say, well, yeah, like I know I'm a teacher. Yeah, and I've been really teaching. I haven't, and I look at their wealth code. Yeah, they have a teacher archetype, but. Mm-hmm. It may not be really, in, it's part of them, but it's not encoded in their wealth code. And it's great they're using it, but if they're not using those gifts that are in their wealth code too, then they may not be attracting the wealth that they want. So you want to dig in and find your brilliance. My book is a great way to do that, so it was a sacred mm-hmm. wealth code reading. Now, another thing you need to know about your sacred wealth code is that it will always welcome you in. I don't care how long you've ignored it. How long you've put it on the back burner, it will always welcome you in. The third, so you can discover it at any time and start to use it. And even if you put it down, just like putting down a best friend and having them get missed at you later, your wealth code won't. It'll just welcome you back home again. Okay? And the third thing that you need to know about your sacred wealth code is that this is where literally your superpowers are. And just like we live in an expanding universe, and I believe that our desires, our choices are part of what expands and contracts our universe, actually. And so when you use your highest value gifts, when you get into and start to know them intimately, they will be an ever-expanding superpower edge. Just like if you played guitar or piano from the, you know, an early age and you kept playing, and you kept playing, and you kept learning different things and new things and kept playing throughout your life, then you become incredibly masterful, and there's even more. Maybe then you become a composer, and then maybe you perform, and maybe then you teach. So your gifts are that way, too. They're an expanding edge of your superpowers, and you cannot figure it out unless you actually use them. You can't figure it out from sitting there thinking about it. You actually have to take it. It's like writing a book. Like my book, it wasn't until I sat down to write my book. It had been in me a long time, and I've been using this for a long time. But when I sat down to write it, it all just opened up and poured through.
Yes, it usually does. When I write, it just comes right out. It's great. So you mentioned that the Sacred Wealth Code is made of four pillars and their sacred wealth archetypes. Can you explain what the pillars are and why they're important?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are four pillars. Now, before we even get into the four pillars, the first part of the book is all about understanding what your unique definition of wealth is and helping you to look at wealth from a different aspect. So my definition of wealth is wealth is everything you need to fulfill your purpose. And I do take this from my take on Vedic astrology, because all of your wealth houses are preceded by your purpose houses, or all your purpose houses are followed by your wealth houses. You have three of each. Mm-hmm. And everything you need to acquire, they're places of acquisition, and everything you need to acquire to fulfill your purpose. Now, that could be the knowledge, the relationships, the opportunities, as well as the money, but the money is just the energetic currency, because that's the common currency of exchange that we use.
Right.
So in this, I help you to understand in the first part of the book about what wealth even means. What does it mean, you know, this, embracing this higher meaning, and for you to understand you are uniquely designed for wealth and help you to embrace that. Now, in that, I take you through a practice and ask you some really deep questions that open you up to what your wealth dream is, so that you are very aware of and aligned with what it is that you want to create wealth for, instead of thinking you're on this path to create something and you get there and you realize that isn't even what you consider a wealthy life. You feel trapped, for crying out loud. So then in the four pillars, the first pillar is your purpose, and it's called harnessing your soul's big why. And I just want you to all think about the fact that as far as purpose goes, you could write this equation down. Purpose equals why. Purpose equals why. And so what I mean by that is that whatever, it's the why behind what you do. So the first pillar is about you discovering the why you want the wealth that you want, and the purpose really becomes the vehicle to get you to that intersection of purpose and prosperity. So you need to know why you want that nice house, that car, why you want to create that foundation or leave that legacy, why you want to, create a business, why you want to take that trip, whatever it is. We get down to the why of it because, again, that is the driving force behind all your thoughts and choices you will make about following your wealth code or not. And the second pillar is your passion, which is the essence of fulfillment. Now, once you've identified your purpose or the why for your wealth, then you want to get into the passion aspect, because it is the fuel. Literally, like if you imagine that purpose and prosperity are streets in the intersection, and that the why that you want the wealth is the car, the vehicle to get you there. Well, passion is the fuel for that vehicle. And unless you have passion for the why you even want to create this, why you want this wealth, you won't actually do it. You won't get there. So I teach you how to connect with your passion. Passion's what gets your, you know, your motor running. It's the really your portal of pleasure and joy and fulfillment. And it's the natural, you know, your natural soul state. So the thing is when you're in your passion, you are absolutely connected to your soul. You're connected, and anytime you're really connected to your soul, you're in the vicinity of your sacred wealth code, especially when you're aware of it. Now, I know that there's some methods that teach follow your passion, and I get that, but that's pretty ambiguous for some people. So what I'm talking about, what I teach people, is connect with whatever your passion is. Like, for instance, for me, and do it on a regular daily basis so that you feel juicy and alive for life, and passion really equals energy. So, you know, for me, I'm incredibly passionate about what I'm talking to you about doing my work, but I'm really passionate about taking a hike with my dog through the forest and down to the beach and being awed by nature on a daily basis. I'm super passionate about some of my relationships and super deep connections that I have. I'm very passionate about my creativity expressing itself in my garden and the food that I cook. So, you know, we all have our passions, and you need to be in them regularly so you're juicy, you're primed, you've got fuel for moving that purpose forward. And then the third pillar of the Sacred Wealth Code is your greatest gifts. And this is really wielding your superpowers. Now, there's a body of archetypes that are in your Sacred Wealth Code that help you really embody and connect with your highest value gifts. But in this pillar, I really help you to connect with some of your high-value gifts that you might be aware of now or might have forgotten about. I have some ways that I get you into remembering what they are. Because the thing is now, if you imagine that purpose and prosperity are those streets of the intersection of your wealth and your sacred wealth code, and that you really want to live there, okay? And the purpose is the vehicle to get you there. The passion is the fuel in the vehicle. Well, now we have the houses on the corners. That's your high-value gifts, and the more you're using them, the more you're in the vicinity of your wealth code and your wealth. So we discover what at least a couple of your high-value gifts are. And then the fourth pillar, which we kind of talked about a little bit already, which is your greatest challenges, the unexpected gateway to wealth. And this is where I help you to see, you know, some of those blessings in what has happened, but to embrace the challenges now, or what seems like a lifelong challenge, which might be a soul challenge. And this is the places in you. Your challenges, you know, really aren't bad. They're not evil. You know, they're not some part of some cosmic plot to stop you from, you know, achieving wealth dreams or fulfilling your purpose. They're really part of your journey, and they're designed to help you to grow stronger and dig deeper and connect with what you truly believe in. So these are like the rocks that are on top of the tender, beautiful plants that are just not getting enough light and nourishment. And so I show you how to find them and how to break through that and at least discover one of your great gifts in your challenges, which all primes you for the next part of the process and the next part of the book, which is then to choose your archetypes, or better yet, to have your archetypes choose you.
Interesting. And the archetypes, how can you introduce us to the Sacred Wealth archetypes a little bit? Give us a brief overview.
Absolutely. So the Sacred Wealth Code archetypes, as I started to really speak this language of and helping people become aware of their gifts, well, it just, because I'm so about making it practical and simple in everyday language, so, and I live in the West, I don't live in India, so what happened is the archetypes started to show up. And as a way, like when I say to you, leader, visionary, merchant, queen, you like I said those quickly, but everyone, you probably all had a little story that flashed through your head.
Yeah.
What's different about the Sacred Wealth Code archetypes compared to maybe what you think of as the queen is it will have some of those qualities, but the qualities that it has are directly related to purpose and prosperity and to your gifts. So, like, for instance, one of the Sacred Wealth Code archetypes is like the communicator, okay? And, mm-hmm. Well, actually, I should pick someone that's a little bit more like the, like, let's just say the leader, because that's one that's very common for a lot of people. So what's different about the leader here is some will sound the same. Mm-hmm. It's got qualities: confident, brilliant, purposeful, courageous, committed, authentic, positive, inspiring, passionate, empowered, visionary, vital, integrous, and trustworthy. And it also has each one has a mantra. This one is, I lead from the heart. Has a soul desire to live up to your highest potential and guide others to theirs for the greater good of all, and has a purpose to live in the present, free from the past, and create an ideal future, but also has a shadow side, which is arrogant, narcissistic, addicted to power, and over-controlling. So in the description, when you read further, what you'll find is that, you know, I may talk about some of the ways and professions that a leader may show up as, but I hope to highlight your gifts and how others might value you and some of the ways that you're really quite amazing in your gifts as when you step into your gifts as a leader. I also give you the shadow side so that you understand where you might be stuck or you become aware of when you're kind of on an on-ramp to the shadow so that it's easier to turn around then.
Mm-hmm.
And I also give you something to do if you find yourself in the shadow. And there's a list of high-value gifts. Now, it's a short list in my world, and I teach my people to, and I teach in the book, too, how to tap in with your archetype to find out what your unique high-value gifts are. Or if you come in for a Sacred Wealth Code reading, I still give you a training and a meditation for you to tap into what you believe those high-value gifts are. Because, again, you will not, when you actually tell yourself the truth and open up to your own guidance, it's much harder to deny it than when I just tell you. So it's very important to me to always pull it through you and involve you in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, for instance, that's the leader. Now, at the end of each of descriptions, you'll also find there's an inspired action plan. And the one for the leader is, I practice presence to be divinely aligned with my highest valued gifts and live into my greater potential while courageously leading others to theirs. And so the definition that of a leader, really, in the terms that I look at it through, is a leader is someone who has an ideal vision, is a visionary too, but teaches others to lead themselves. And there's tapping in questions, and I teach you how to literally tune into your heart, find out what your high-value gifts are, like on a daily basis. Find out one gift, and then tune into what's some inspired action around using that gift, and also some things around the shadow as well. So the archetypes are, there's 23. There's three for each planet, one for the north, one for the south node of the moon, and they are just depending on, like, if I look at your chart, where they're placed, what combinations they're in, has to do with what archetype. But I do believe your soul already knows, and I wanted a pathway for people to be able to just step into this work. So a few years ago, I started to teach this in this way, and then that's how the book evolved. And you'll also find in the last chapter of the book two important things. One is, when you start to step into your greatest gifts, you're going to find, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to find some things are going to fall away. You're going to realize you're in some relationships, you are holding up some ways of doing things, even, you know, even in your business, that really aren't in alignment with you. So there's a little bit of a clearinghouse. The beautiful thing about that is space, opening up space means you open up to more of you, more of your brilliance, and more for people to, and more wealth to come to you as well. So I teach you how to get through that part, and I also teach you lots of ways to connect with your archetype, everything from make a vision board or paint a painting to tune in regularly, and how to keep this energy around and treat it like your wealth council, because it's literally like the best of you, and it's like a guidance system within you. But, you know, the archetypes make it fun and easy to connect in.
Interesting. What is the biggest mistake someone can make when changing careers or opening a business as it relates to the Sacred Wealth Code? Now that we've done the work and the clearing and that, what is the biggest mistake, you think?
Well, is to leave your sacred wealth code at the curb and instead just, you know, go to get sold something, you know, or go to some marketing advice. Okay, that's the you know, Salid is to not take, not bring your sacred wealth code into what you're doing, to not listen to it. That's that's the biggest mistake. The other thing is to really honor your nature. So when I work with my clients, because I do look at all of their charts, whether whatever program they're in, because I work at from a very entry level all the way to, you know, a very high level VIP level. But understanding your own internal wiring is incredibly important to understand, you know, what's your nature. Some people, you know, may have the honorable warrior. The honorable warrior is super bold and is a risk taker by nature. But your honorable warrior may also be in teamed up with maybe your administrator, and your administrator is not a risk taker. So you need to honor the whole of you, because otherwise you'll crash and burn. And so so it's really about honoring all your gifts and being able to. The biggest mistake is not actually tuning in, like, oh, that was great, I figured out what I'm going to do, but now this looks shinier over here, so I'm going to go over here, and not to keep tuning in with your brilliance along the way.
Yes, and we can go like a bowl in a china shop in some things, can't we?
We can.
Yeah, we can. And what is your biggest success story with someone who's been working with the Sacred Wealth Code?
Lots of them. So I think I'll talk about about Celia. So this is a naturopath, a very gifted woman as far as a healer goes, but she'd really been in that naturopath kind of a career, a one-on-one type clients, and really felt kind of, she had a six-figure income, but she felt kind of topped out in the whole thing, and also worn out. She also had a difficult, a child who had some real difficulties that really caused her to grow her energy healing capacity, and she wrote a book, and that energy healing capacity is just the way the divine works. You know, she might not have done that if she didn't have that child to teach her, to really bring that out in her. So when she came to work with me, she was really burnt out, and she really wanted to teach, but she didn't know how to be, she was really afraid of being seen, and I see that with a lot of feminine, you know, with a lot of women. So what we did with her, and she wanted to go more online, but like to get in front of a video camera or anything like that was just really not her thing. So we worked with her. We cleared that shadow side. She is more of a cautious type of a person, so that's her wiring. So we just laid out a plan for her to step one step at a time, clear as we needed to go, and to do two things. Start to weave her, bring more of her energetic gifts into her work that she was doing one-on-one, restructure her packaging, not have these sort of clients who weren't as committed to their health as she was. And so we up-leveled all that, so she was charging more but attracting a client who actually really wanted her brilliance, so that cost her less energy to actually work. And we created an online program for her, she actually, which has turned into like a academy or mystery school, really, for light workers to really articulate their gifts, do the healing that they need to do. She works with a lot of empaths. And so now she's got this whole school and helping people to get their gifts out into the world that are her people to help. And she's up-leveled her private practice, where she's been able to scale that back to only what feels good. And then she's up-leveled her whole income along the way.
Oh, that's awesome. That's, hey, work less, but love what you do and earn more money. That's the way to go.
That's
the way to go. If you could share just one big truth with every entrepreneur in the world, what would that be?
That, you know, all the answers that you really are seeking are inside of you. Now, that doesn't mean you don't need to collaborate with a coach or a mentor, but the clarity that you want at some level is inside of you. So I really encourage you in your mentorship, in the help that you get, to collaborate with somebody, get mentored by somebody that is going to help you connect with your brilliance and collaborate with you on a strategy from there, because those answers are inside of you. And with so much coming at you in the marketplace, And we are so saturated. There's so much shiny object syndrome going on. And then also, so you're, you know, distracted half of the time, which is, I don't want to get into that conversation. Okay. So distracted half of the time, which is the ploy to keep us out of our brilliance. I'll just say it and I'll move on. And that distraction causes you to abort mission how many times a day instead of doing that one important thing. So take the one important thing that you know in your heart is a thing for you to do, whether it's writing that book or creating a new program or calling that one customer. Take whatever it is and actually make sure that you sit down every day and spend at least a half an hour and actually do it and tune into your heart before you do that. Take a deep breath, put your hand on your heart. I teach you how to do this within my book. If you go grab my book off sacredwealthcode.com, it's on Amazon, but you'll get free goodies if you go there. And trust yourself. You got to start to trust yourself in a big way.
Definitely, and that's what I tell my clients. Your intuition's your best bet. It's
yeah.
your best way to gauge a lot of things. And people dismiss it, definitely.
You need to learn yeah. about it, and it's a muscle that you need to learn to that anyone can develop. We all have yeah. it, and you need to learn that you actually feel it in your body. So that's why we call it, you know, that gut reaction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, And I teach about that in my book, too, and I'm sure you do beautiful work about teaching about that as well. It's really important.
Yes, it is. That's one of my missions in life, is to help people overcome their childhood and trust their intuition when people are, like, invalidate. But that's another story. I'm not even going to go on that crusade today. who specifically do you work with in your coaching and business development practice?
So I work with entrepreneurs, visionaries, leaders, change agents. I work with people who really do want to be on purpose and mm-hmm. either know they have a mission or want to know what that mission is and want to be part of this amazing paradigm we've been born into and want to help the great shift of paradigm that needs to happen. And so in that, I work with people who have you already have a business and want to make really up-level it to a business that feels wealthy to them. Sometimes it's the business makes a lot of money, but they just are burnt because it's not mm-hmm. using their gifts, so we get you realigned with your gifts. But I also work with people who are just starting out on the path and really want to understand their sacred wealth code, and that's my sacred wealth code circle. I embrace you in there and really learning how to drive this vehicle of your sacred wealth code and really start to open up to what your purpose is, your mission is, or start that business. And in my business academy, so we have lots of different levels, and I also, you know, those are the, you know, people who want to be part of the, who know, it's like they already know at some level they're part of the change. And this is the big thing about my, the people I work, is they're actually ready to be ready. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, you can tell a little bit, like, I'm like, I will love you up from here till you know, the end of the world, but I will... You need to come to the party, too. You need to be ready to come and stand in for yourself, and I will help you stand in for yourself like nobody's business.
Yes, you have to show up to grow up.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I don't know where that came from.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, my guides are always saying pithy sayings like that.
I like it.
What makes someone a perfect candidate to work with you and the Sacred Wealth Code system?
That when they're hearing me talk about this or they read something, that there's a part of them that just is, like, curious and they feel a heart tug. You know, they feel that pull in that direction. Somebody who does want to actually live from the inside out really does believe that we don't separate spirituality and life in the 3D world, but maybe hasn't been able to close that gap between the two.
Oh, yes, and people, I don't know about you, but I've been getting clients are like, I'm not living on purpose. I'm feeling like my heart's not in this anymore. Okay.
Well, there's a reason we even say that, saying the heart's not in it, because if we go down through the chakra system, you know, by the time you drop an inspiration through the mind, mm-hmm. through the divine will, all the way down into the heart, that's a behind-the-scenes process. And mm-hmm. if your heart's not in it, when you come down into those lower chakras, down in the third, second, and first chakra, then you will not actually make it. You will abort mission if your heart isn't fully in it. So there's a core of my practice, whether I give you a reading or not, is I'm continually going to teach you how to tap into your heart and make sure that you are aligned on a mind-heart level. The mind is following the lead of the wisdom of the heart.
Interesting. Well, we are running out of time. But tell people where we can find your book, your website, where people can find you.
Absolutely. So the easiest way to find me, my company is Solutionary, S-O-U-L, and that's my main website. But you know what? Not everyone can spell that. So sacredwealthcode.com. Sacredwealthcode.com will get you there. And sacredwealthcode.com, when you go there, you'll see that you could take a free quiz that'll give you one of your Sacred Wealth Code archetypes, and there's a cool little training on the back end that will help you to actually use it. You could grab a Sacred Wealth Code reading. You could learn more about the Business Academy or the Sacred Wealth Circle. Or you can also please grab the book. It's an Amazon bestseller. If you grab it through the website, you'll be able to get some free goodies that go along with it, but it's on Amazon as well. And I highly encourage you, if this has spoken to you at all, to go there and at least take the quiz or grab the book and start the journey.
Awesome. Well, Prema, thank you so much for this informative interview. I think I'm going to get a copy of the book, too. This is calling me. And maybe I'll be upgrading my business soon. Who knows? And this is Amy Toy for Angel Answers with Amy Toy. And have a great day, everyone.